8:55 Eastern Daylight Time, and Elmer Davis in the news, brought you by the Gillette Safety Razor Company. Do you dread shaving? No need for that. Today's Gillette Blue Blade whisks off beard quickly, easily, without irritation. That's because it fits your Gillette razor precisely and has the sharpest edges ever honed. For good-looking, comfortable shaves, get Gillette Blue Blade.
The German armistice terms handed to the French delegates at Compiègne today have been received and are being studied by the French government, which is still in Bordeaux. Action on them may not be taken till tomorrow. We still have no information as to what they are, except that the preamble read to the French delegates by General von Keitel, Hitler's chief of staff, said that their purpose was to prevent resumption of fighting, to give Germany full security for continuance of the war against England, and to create prerequisites for the construction of a new peace. This sounds as if the terms were only preliminaries, like the armistice of 1918. But from Bordeaux, it is reported that they are a lengthy document, including the Italian claims, which a French source describes as, quote, even more pretentious and embracing than those of the Germans, end quote. The terms were handed to the French delegates in the same railroad car where Marshal Foch handed the armistice terms to the Germans in 1918. The car had been moved from the museum in which it was housed to the exact spot a short distance away, which it occupied 22 years ago, and a studied effort seems to have been made to reproduce the conditions of that meeting in reverse, in order, as the preamble stated, to eradicate a memory which was felt by the German people to be the deepest shame of all time. In style and content, this document is pretty plainly the work of Hitler himself, and he left the car as soon as it had been read. The car and the monument on the scene are going to be taken to Berlin as trophies. Fighting still goes on in France, chiefly in the east, where French troops in a vast square are holding out in the Vosges Mountains, also at Clermont-Ferrand in south-central France. The Germans report the capture of much war material, but the story that they have seized France's two newest battleships under construction in the shipyard at Brest comes only from Dr. Goebbels' newspaper, The Angriff. And as one of the ships is known to be afloat, the story is open to suspicion. German air raiders again attacked England in force tonight, but we have no details of the action, which apparently is still going on. Today, British planes bombed gun emplacements at Calais, from which it was reported German long-range artillery was preparing to bombard England, and also attacked German airfields at Rouen in France, Amsterdam in Holland, and Paderborn in Germany. And tonight, there was anti-aircraft firing on the southwestern edge of Berlin. The Italian editor Virginio Gaida again warned the United States against participating in a war which, he said, is solely a European affair and does not concern us. The Monroe Doctrine, he said, excludes American intervention in European affairs as well as European intervention in American affairs, so that American intervention now would mean destruction of the Monroe Doctrine. Our Rome correspondent reported earlier this evening that no one could recall that this argument was advanced in 1917 when America intervened on the same side as Italy. In Washington, the objection of isolationists to the resale of American military equipment to England and France and of Republicans to the appointment of Henry L. Stimson as Secretary of War and Frank Knox as Secretary of the Navy flared out in sharp criticism of the president. Senate committees will examine Stimson and perhaps Knox, too, before they can be confirmed in office, and this will probably not take place before the Republican convention. Representative Carlson of Kansas demanded investigation of published reports that Secretary of War Woodring has resigned because of his opposition to the resale policy. Senator Walsh of Massachusetts said that men of property were agitating for warlike policies in this country. Senator Nye of North Dakota demanded that the president resign, accusing him of having lost the confidence of Europe, and said he would not be surprised if Mr. Woodring had resigned because he refused to give up the Army's secret bomb site. Mr. Nye adduced no proof of this, and Senator Barkley said the chief of the Air Corps had told him that the bomb site is and will be kept a secret. And that's the news to this moment.